While we wait for Lorelei to make the connection, we're going to go to Kelly, who's in the spotter vehicle. Kelly, what's going on? What do you see?
Good morning, Lucas. Peter Kaiser from Bethel. Crossed the finish line, I'd say, about 45 seconds ago, and he walked up and down the line congratulating his dogs, family and friends are surrounding him, and they're going to do the official check-in and look through the bag and check off all the mandatory items he should be having in his sled bag. And Pete Kaiser, officially 13th position for Iditarod 2013.
Thank you, Kelly. As you just heard, Pete Kaiser is now officially number 13 for Iditarod 2013.
Yeah, they did. They still did really well. But, yeah, a lot of health issues that lasted a lot longer than they usually do. And but they're kind of coming around here just at the very end. Yeah.
I know you had to drop a few key leaders. What did that do to the overall team? Did you have dogs that stepped up then?
Yeah, but dogs that wasn't used to running in lead a lot, and they did step up and do well, but it meant throttling back halfway through the race to make sure I took it easy on them and that they would get me here. So it was just one of those years where it kind of felt like everything that could go wrong did go wrong. So it was kind of a struggle, probably my toughest one yet.
But you still got 13th.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Not too bad at all. And I know you have some litters at home that your kennels had recently. What do you see the future in the next year and two?
Yeah, there's a lot of nice dogs at home. They're really young, and next year they'll be two, and probably be a nice, talented group, but they won't have a lot of experience. So I don't know what my team's going to look like next year. It might be kind of in a rebuilding phase next year with some of these older guys getting closer to retirement and some new ones stepping up. So we'll see. Go home and run them after this.
Now, you're only 25, and that's pretty young for the field of the Iditarod. A lot of guys who are a lot older than you out there. For listeners who are younger, who might be interested, you know, in dogs and in dog mushing, do you have any advice?
Don't do it. No, I don't know. It's a lot of work, and it's one of those things where you can put a lot of effort into it and not necessarily be rewarded for your efforts every time. But it is rewarding to get here just because it is such a tough race.
And you've crossed the state 4 times now.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of crazy. Feels like I was just here doing my first one. Now it's 4.
Well, congratulations. Welcome back. And I know there's some other people who want to ask you some questions.
Can I check the sled?
Sure.
So that's because he's going to have to check him out and check him out and make sure.
Oh, have that back.
Hey, Mark.
There's mail. And the vet log.
Good job, Peter.
Sleeping bag. X. Snowshoes. Cooker, I can see. And booties.
Here and all of those.
Okay. If you could sign here. You're officially off the trail in 14th position. And you came in 9 days, 17 hours, 56 minutes, and 34 seconds.
Pete Kaiser officially finishes the 2013 Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race just as the sun is coming up the horizon. A very nice sunrise this morning in Nome. There's a nice crowd from Bethel who's here to greet him. His son is here. He just had a son in the past year. A son named Ari is here to greet him in Nome, along with his girlfriend Bethany, and I saw his father Ron Kaiser from Bethel, along with friends and other family members. Bethel's Pete Kaiser places 13th in the 2013 Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race. congratulations to Team Kaiser for their big finish today. Reporting from under the Burled Arch for Iditarod 41, I'm Lorelei Kanin.